Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 137, another Tuesday talk. This time, quest idea, a creature to slay. Before I get into the creature, I want to talk about quests in general. Way back in the day, there was a Doctor Who series with Tom Baker, a.k.a. Doctor Number 4, called Underworld. And they had this catchphrase that's the big thing I remember about it. The quest is the quest. And my brother Robert and I, whenever we hear about a quest, we'll look at each other and we'll both say, the quest is the quest, and laugh as we think back on that. And even to this day, when I hear people talk about quests, I want to say the quest is the quest. So check out that episode if you can find it. I haven't seen it since I first saw it. Oh my gosh, probably close to 40 years ago now. Matt Colville talked about it on his YouTube channel a while back. I tried to find the exact episode where he mentioned it, but I didn't find it. I even tweeted at him on Twitter asking if he could tell me, and he liked that my brother and I joke about the quest is the quest, but I didn't get an answer. So if you happen to know what that is, let me know and I'll update the show notes. But my idea for a quest involves a creature that is very difficult and challenging to slay, and use that old trope where they don't stay down, but every few thousand years they come back. And this quest could come from the divine or another powerful being, or from a high-level NPC unable to complete the quest needed to destroy the beast themselves. And so the beast, for example, is either reborn or awakened every, say, 5,000 years. And it's either a creature that has a cycle, but the last time it was defeated, it will rise from the spot where it fell. But it starts off weak and seeks to gain power to assert its reason for being, dominating or perhaps destroying the world. And a variation is that the item that slays it is found by adventurers and removed in spite of warnings and foreshadowing, and maybe the temple built to guard this foul creature fell into disuse and was forgotten, and some period of time after the item is removed, the creature will stir, and of course will take time to gather strength. My idea is that the beast is tough, but one can easily set the toughness of the creature to the party's level, and my idea would be great for high-level play. And the beast is different, and you'd need to come up with some prophecy to explain it or something, but basically, once you start the fight to destroy the beast, you can't withdraw or flee. You have to fight with all your power and ability and not run away. So you have to stand and fight it toe-to-toe. And if you do that, then you have a chance to win and come back. If you don't do that, you're doomed. And if you get away from the fight while your other companions fight, the creature will always know where you are and will come for you and kill you. And if it kills you, it absorbs your knowledge and power, and it becomes even more of a threat. And the character's essence is obliterated with no hope of resurrection. That guarantees that the characters will fight to the end. Now, that is for high-level characters, for like a end-of-the-campaign scenario. And I don't have a problem with that. If they're going to get in a fight, it doesn't mean that they have to charge in without a plan. Nowhere did I say you can't have a plan. always have a plan if you're going to fight. Don't get surprised is the first part of the plan. If you get surprised, you're in trouble. But if they can drop the beast, it will only stay down if the item that was removed is once again used to restrain it. So that means there's a double quest. First, they have to find this item before the fight even begins, or they can't keep it down for the next, say, 5,000 years. And there might even be a more obscure legendary item that could kill it permanently if they can find it and figure out how to use it all before they face it in the final battle. And I guess the key for the game master is to decide how much time in the game until the creature is too powerful to stop. Now, I'd say that if they start the fight in the campaign ending session or big climax of a long career of high-level adventurers, that it's not too late, that if they win, they can stop it. Whereas if they lose, the world is doomed. That could be quite interesting. And should the characters win, aka at least one of them is left standing, they might be able to bring back the others. So that was my idea. I don't know how some would react to that. I know some players would react to that poorly, thinking they don't have a chance. But the idea is not to give them no chance. The idea is to force them to think tactically, strategically, and to have a plan when they start the fight. Now, like a lot of parties, you think you've got a plan, and one person veers from the plan, and it all goes sideways. Well, there's lots of ways this can go sideways. There can be a backstabbing NPC. A particular player could be in league with the game master to make things potentially go sideways. There's all kinds of ways to mess with this and drag it out. And the quest could even be, say, you need the rod of seven parts to slay this. Well, then you've got a mini quest of seven different things you've got to find. And then you got to figure out how to use it once you get it all put together, yada, yada. So anyway, that's one idea for a quest involving slaying a foul creature. I'd like to hear if you've ever done anything like that. I've not had anything like that. I've not had a game last long enough that I've run to do that. I've played in games that have had the potential for that, but didn't quite get there. But if you've managed to have something like that, I'd like to hear about it. So please call in or email, hit me up on Twitter, all the sites. I thank you all very much for listening. I hope you are having an awesome day. And for those of you traveling to Gen Con, travel safely, roll well, and have a great time. And as always, game on. I also want to give a quick plug to the Destination Fantastic Kickstarter by Satine Phoenix and Stefan Picorni. I think it'll be a very interesting thing. They're a little over halfway funded. They've got right about a week to go. I'll have a link in the show notes. Please consider supporting them. That'll be a really cool thing if it comes together. I really am interested in what they're producing because it looks like it'll be a lot of fun.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!